next item is subdivision 2007-39, Jesse Frederick Conaway and Everett T. Conaway.
Mr. Chairman, I was not a commissioner at the time of the public hearing, so I will not be participating in discussion.
Okay, please let the record show that Mr. Ross is not participating. And this is Nathaniel's Landing at Cherry Walk subdivision as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny preliminary approval for 2007-39 for Jesse Frederick Conaway and Everett T. Conaway based on the record and for the following reasons. Them being this subdivision, along with subdivision 2007-40, has been designed as essentially one project with amenities, stormwater management, and streets serving both combined for a total of 124 lots. Subdivision 2007-39 and 2007-40 are clearly integrated into one design, and it appears that the only reason they were separated was to avoid the Department of Natural Resources environmental control, quote, regulations governing the design, installation, and operation of on-site wastewater treatment and disposal systems, unquote, which requires a community central system if there are more than 100 lots. By separating this 124-lot subdivision into two separate projects, the applicant avoids having to use a community sewer system. 124 new septic systems are not appropriate for this area of the county along the Nanticoke River and watershed. Such systems do not provide the same level of treatment for wastewater disposal as a central or community wastewater system operated by a licensed wastewater operator. These projects are under separate ownership. If either of these projects fails to receive final site plan approval or does not get constructed for some reason, the remaining project could not be built as planned. Subdivision 2007-39 by itself does not satisfy the requirements of subdivision and zoning ordinances or protect the orderly growth of the county. Subdivision 2007-39 does not satisfy many of the considerations set out in Section 99-9C of the Code. For an example, this subdivision by itself is not integrated into the existing landscape and terrain. There is also not an adequate provision for sewerage disposal, since the entire development should be a community sewer under Department of Natural Resources environmental control regulations. All of the proposed individual lot septic systems will have a greater adverse effect on area waterways than a treated community system would. Also, the subdivision by itself and with all of the septic systems is not compatible with other area land uses. The applicant's engineer has stated that the stormwater management system, including ponds, infiltration basins, and street swales, would be developed through this application and subdivision 2007-40-R1 project. The applicant has not shown that either subdivision by itself has provisions for adequate stormwater management. This application was submitted as a cluster subdivision, which must provide for a total environment and design which are similar to a standard subdivision. I am not satisfied that subdivision preliminary plan number 2007-39 represents a total environment and design that is superior to a standard subdivision. The avoidance of the Department of Natural Resources environmental control community sewer system requirements by itself does not satisfy the superior design requirement. The applicant has also stated that this project could have been developed as a standard subdivision with 120 three-quarter acre lots, but Department of Natural Resources Environmental Control would have required central sewer, which would have been superior to what was proposed. And I cannot consider this to be a superior total environment when in reality this application does not represent the total project.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to deny subdivision 2007-39 to Jesse Frederick Conaway and Everett T. Conaway, Nathaniel's Landing at Cherry Walk subdivision as preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.